Oh man, this is good. You know, this does, it fits like a glove.
I think it does, brother.
You know, we just had a discussion about, Ray did a parable about the law and grace.
Yeah.
The old
Praise
and
the
new.
Lord. And, glory to God.
And this is just awesome. Let's see, last week I made it to verse 6. I'm going to back up to verse 5. Ruth 4, chapter 4, verse 5. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the land of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. So that was the goal, to raise up the name of the dead.
That's
upon
right.
his inheritance.
That's right.
And the king said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. And before Jesus came, the Sanhedrin council and the Pharisees and Sadducees, they sat in the seat of Moses.
That's true.
Before he got there. But he was the Redeemer, and they rejected him.
Yes.
That's and right. this kinsman rejected his right to redeem it.
That's right. That's correct.
And what you said about the Peshitta,
yes, the Peshitta.
They left out a real important part.
Exactly.
Because he had no faith.
Because of his.
And they had no faith.
That's right. Exactly.
So, listen, more likely that he was thinking of his own inheritance and not the inheritance of some a son that he already had.
The son that he would produce. Mm-hmm.
Well, what if he? I had just figured, well. He must have another son that
he may have had lots of.
That would mess up their inheritance if he did this.
Well, that's true also because if he couldn't have it, his sons couldn't have it either. So it would, in other words, it would leave his family and go back to Ruth's family.
Uh-huh. This is going to cost whoever redeemed his son.
This is going to cost him. In other words, he's going to shell out money for something that he's not going to be able to pass down to his descendants. Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So if he's got $1 million and he buys this land for
$100,000,
then that cuts his inheritance he can give to his sons.
That's right.
That's right. Because he's never going to get this. This is not going to
They're not going to get it back.
That's right.
In fact, he's got to raise a son up.
That's right. And
then
go out.
And feed
that's
the right. son and take care of
that's
Ruth
right.
and Naomi and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And then,
yeah.
you know, there's a lot of money
that's
coming
right.
out.
Exactly.
It's going to shorten what he can do.
That's correct. That is correct, yes.
You know, I might be wrong. Before it says that you have to raise up to the name of the dead. We were dead. We were dead in our sins.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But the Redeemer
that's
raised
right.
us up.
Anyway.
That's true.
And it cost Jesus.
Everything.
It cost.
Yeah. Big
he
price.
Paid.
Yeah.
yeah we.
That's right.
We are
that is
bought
absolutely
with a
correct.
Price. It cost something for him to mm-hmm. purchase the church, for him to purchase this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cost.
It cost him everything he had. And he raised up again. We raised up
raised
with
it.
Him.
Yes.
What verse are you looking at that has the dead in it?
Verse 5
verse
has the dead
verse
in
five,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verse 5, 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm. That's something I've been puzzled about. Let's see. Verse 7, he said, now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And there's a psalm. It's actually the same psalm, Psalm 60 and also Psalm 108. They use the same phrases in both psalms, word for word. Now, I just started verse 1. I don't want to...
Give me that.
Psalm 60, verse 1.
Psalm 60.
Mm-hmm. And... Verse 1 says, O God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shakes. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Verse 4, thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Say with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab, this is what I was getting to, verse 8. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. And who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not thou, O God, which hast cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies, give us help from trouble? For vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. He said in verse 8, over Edom will I cast out my shoe. And I noticed in Daniel, now all the trouble that Moab and the Philistines, which is Palestine, all the trouble they did, they are going to push back against the Antichrist. And I know this gets over in the Revelation a bit.
All roads lead to Revelation.
Now at this point, I believe he's talking about the Antichrist. In verse in the previous verses to this, Daniel 11:41, it says, he shall enter into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand. Edom is listed first, Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. And they're gonna escape out of his hand. And in the psalm, he cast out his shoe over Edom. Are they being redeemed? Are they Christians? Or something's happening with
that. I don't know. That's deep, brother.
Yeah.
That's real deep.
When I first saw how he plucked off his shoe, I went right back to that song. But I didn't know where. I had to look it up to find it. And then I remembered in Daniel that they escaped out of the hand of the Antichrist. And, I brought this up more as a question. This is something that we can seek the Lord about. I would love to know the answer to this mystery. It seems like if they escaped the Antichrist, they weren't deceived by it. And it looks like in Psalm 60 that, see, if anybody draw near to the Lord and they humble themselves and draw near to him, God will draw near to them. He doesn't care what country they come from, even if that country was a deadly enemy in the past. And in fact, it really honors God when you come out of darkness and believe and receive the light. That's precious to God. He said, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. So, who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? And I don't know the whole, I just know I see the similarities in all three of these scriptures from Ruth, Psalms, and then Daniel. But it was just a clue. That's something that they did when they redeemed something. They plucked off their shoe. And so in verse 7, this was the manner in the former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning the changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders, and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have brought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is coming to thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephrata, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give you of this young woman. And so they blessed this transaction. They blessed Boaz and Ruth, and all the patriarch women from Judah on down. They blessed him. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. I'll stop there. Ooh, this. But that's something. I'm gonna ask the Lord about those similarities. What do you know? Are they one? And do they? What do they mean? What's the mystery behind it? I want to know. We're out of time. It's almost 10:30. Prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Praise the Lord.
I pray that you were mightily moved by your spirit. Help us to see these things as you do. Help us to receive the mystery and the interpretation.
Yes.
Lord, I love your word. I thank you for all the wonderful things that you've given us. This gift is great. And bless us to do all that's in your heart, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Be sure to ask the Lord to it. Don't ask me.
You know, that makes me wonder where the Samuels went. But remember when they brought the woman to him, caught in adultery?
Yeah.
And been down and laid on stone. And then a lot of people think the woman that come and washed his feet, Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
The same woman. But there she washed his feet with her tears.
It dried them with her hair.
And it kind of makes you wonder where sandals went, though. Or if that day they brought her to him and he been down and wrote on the stone there or whatever, if he took one of the sandals off and maybe throwed it at him. It don't record it, but it, you know, maybe it kind of gets you.
Yeah,
that have happened or something.
It is, and this is something to it. You know, we just got to find out what. Thank God for it.